I'm kind of like the guy that looks out for all the kids. On him in a storm. And name spray painted on him. And burdocks all fucking stuck to him. But I cleaned them all up. Look at him. That's one fucking nice kitty right there.
We're coming at you, boys and girls, for the third episode of the Brandon and Brandon podcast.
Yeah, we're outside on March 10th in Canada. It's about 2 degrees outside, which is like, I don't know, maybe...
What is it? Minus, you double it, you add 30?
It's like minus 42 Fahrenheit or something like that.
No. You double it and you add 30.
Yeah, something like that.
So say it's 4 degrees here now. Double it, that's 8. You add 30, it's the old 38 degrees. Fahrenheit. You could go other ways too. I mean, like speed. Like, say you go, like normally you go 110 on the highway.
Yeah.
Right? And you go double it, you add 30, that's 220 plus 30, that's 250, not kilometers, but miles per hour.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Wait, would you get a ticket for going that fast?
No,
that's right, no.
There's no police in Canada.
No. 250 miles, yeah. Right? You double it and add 30.
It's hard to convince Americans about the metric system until you tell them it's 3 inches is 75 millimeters. So what are we drinking today, Ryan?
Oh, it's just, it's blended. It's Phillips Union. It's Kentucky bourbon and Canadian whiskey with cherry flavor.
Yeah.
It's pretty smooth. I mean, it's been, what, 40 minutes. We've got about 2-3 drinks left in that bottle.
Yeah, it's going down a little too fast.
We're cruising through it pretty good, we'll see.
Yeah, we're on our second recording of the day, so we started drinking about the start of that recording, so...
If this one's a little fucking rough... fucking
it's always
dogs
or phones or something at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake. All right, Ryan, so... What's going on in the news recently here? Let's start off.
There's been some pretty good stuff lately.
Yeah, exactly. So this one, we got actually all three of my good ones are from right here in Canada.
Oh yeah.
They're actually all east of Manitoba, so
east of God's land.
Yeah.
If you will.
East of the America of Canada. Okay, so we got this is from Newfoundland. Western Newfoundland, if that makes any difference.
I'm not sure.
Well, it's a few kilometers closer to Berta, so that's a game. So it says 12 or runaway snowmobile races 12 kilometers before crashing. And this was Monday afternoon, and Corporal Dean Hoyd of the Deer Lake Detachment. What does he say? Motorists spotted the snowmobile traveling about 60 kilometers along the Trans Canada Highway, making 3 or 4 passes across the lanes of traffic. So basically, it was following the path of every drunk newfie driving home at the time. And he goes, I'm still kind of in shock about how nobody actually struck it. It's the first one from my career. So this probably made, like, national headlines in Newfoundland.
You mean provincial headlines. Well, it's already made national headlines. We're getting it right here.
Oh, yeah. What am I saying?
I don't know what you're saying. But
paying attention. That's what I'm doing.
I think the liquor's finally starting to get to you.
I think it got to me about an hour ago. That's really the depth of that story. Next one is from Barrie, Ontario. So the old myth about sucking on pennies for your breathalyzer that'll actually change your result. Some guy tried that, but he fucking swallowed them. 55-year-old Barrie, Ontario driver swallowed a penny before an officer tried to give him a breathalyzer test early Sunday morning. The officer noticed an SUV had no taillights on shortly before 2:30 a.m. And yeah, he suspected he was drunk.
Just because his taillights are out, he's apparently automatically assumed
the man allegedly displayed a copper penny on his tongue. Oh, yeah. Oh, he got charged with obstructing a peace officer for allegedly swallowing the penny.
That's a good move, eh? Display to the officer. I'm trying to cheat you right here.
I wonder if
quitters are quitters, man.
If you're damaging legal tender.
That's a good comment. By the way, we got our boy Daniel sitting on with us today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, actually, one thing before I forget. Yeah,
before there's a woman walking her dog. There's a bunch of douchebags with headphones and a microphone and computers and stuff. Notice us!
Hello.
Oh, she's like 60.
Hello.
Okay.
She's deaf. But before I forget, I promised my friend Daniel I'd shout him out for having a huge-ass cock.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
I'm just kidding. I mean, if you ask nice enough, I'll do just about anything.
Okay, anyway.
back on track here.
So our last news story is a Quebec couple fights for right to adopt a raccoon. From a town that's called Saint, and then it's my mom's maiden name, which I won't say. So, let's see what it says here. Yeah, they're sharing a... What the fuck is his name? They're sharing a raccoon named Nymus.
Those are some pretty French names. Jacques and Rochelle Lessard.
Jacques and Rochelle Lessard.
Jacques Strap.
Yeah, so they...
Remember that old sports
they found
show?
A fucking...
And they had that guy, Jacques Strap. And he wore the cup on his face with eye holes cut in it. And he was like an interview on hockey guys.
Yeah.
And it was Jacques Strap.
Jacques.
That's funny.
So yeah, they had this fucking raccoon. This fucking raccoon for...
Damn raccoons.
It's going to be close to 2 years. It's May 2013. What the hell happened? After taking the babies to shelter, they decided to keep one. They probably murdered the other ones, put them into soup or something. Let's see.
Raccoon soup.
Wow, Canada's like all like wildlife or snowmobiles or like hockey incidents.
Like, it's not too much like weird, like, it's just people doing weird shit outdoors.
No,
and, like,
you might see the occasional guy fucking a moose if he happens to wrestle one down. But,
yeah.
Like, well, a female moose, could you, like, fuck, if you've read The Hatchet, like,
did you guys hear
the
Garner Rangers do his Golden Tuke Awards the other day?
No. See,
guy's driving on the highway, and he's holding a Tim's cup in one hand, and he's filming with the other, and there's a moose running alongside his car.
Oh, I did see that one. Yeah, yeah.
It trips over its own front legs.
Yeah.
And that one won the Golden Tuke.
I don't want to sound like a pretentious cunt, but ever since I discovered Sirius, or I'm not sure which one I have. Satellite radio. As soon as I discovered satellite radio was in my truck for free, I haven't listened to normal radio in my own vehicle.
No, me neither. I streamed the Golden Tukes online. It was worth it. Yeah, I know. That's me too. I've been... I got the Sirius XM. I got it in my truck, and then I got it in my work truck now too. So
yeah.
I just listened to the Stern Show all day.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a very beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah. There's one of them with, like, a porno channel, too. I think it's, like, the Playboy channel or something.
Yeah, you gotta pay extra for it. Actually, with the free trial and the work trucks, my company, they just got, like, brand new trucks, and they had the 3-month trial.
Oh, yeah.
And the trial included the porn channel. John and I, we listened to the porn channel for, like, 2 weeks straight. It was weird.
I remember driving through Alberta Beach one summer morning. We were going to breakfast, and... We're in buddy's
truck. Breakfast in Alberta
Beach. He had it. Oh, dude, they got some wicked breakfast, but the people are fucking weird. And we were going through there, and we crank up the fucking porn channel. And then this one woman's like, she's like, yeah, you get home from work, and I rip your pants off and start eating your pussy right at the front door. And there's like a family walking by as this is happening, and they're like, they're just like, oh, god damn.
Actually, you know what's really cool about Alberta Beach? They have Coconut Light there.
They have it here. I bought it by accident.
See, I haven't seen it before. Like, I've only seen it in BC.
Huh?
My friend Dan and I were there last summer.
I don't think it's sold very well.
And we walked. Yeah, we walked into town. Like, we're at the campground, right? We walked into town, and we just went to go grab a 6-pack. And we're like, ooh, Coconut Light. Let's try it out. It's pretty good. It doesn't taste like water like every other light beer.
Yeah, it does taste good. I remember, I bought it once by accident. And then, they didn't have it for very long.
It's not like Coors Light having sex in a canoe.
Yeah, exactly. Close to water.
Fucking close to water. Yeah, I don't know if you guys have been watching, but...
I don't know if you guys have been watching porn in the last little while.
The last little while. But there's a new channel on Pornhub called it's called POV-D. And it's basically point of view videos, but in high quality and... There's just one girl, Dylan Harper, man, and she just blows my fucking mind every time.
She blew his
mind. She has the one video. I've watched it probably like 3 or 4 times, not gonna lie. Like, I don't know what like the unacceptable number of views on one video is, but I probably have passed it. It's unreal, though, man. Like, she's, what, 23? She looks like she's about 17, which is kind of neat.
Which it makes it hotter knowing she's underage. What?
Nothing.
Did I just say that out loud? Oh boy. Oh, dear God.
So, man, I haven't been to a stand-up show. I'm actually itching to go to a stand-up
really?
Show.
Really? I went to Jim Jeffries on Friday. He was at the Citadel on the Friday. And that was a fucking funny show.
Mm.
His opener was good. He walked out on the stage fucking stumbling drunk.
Just shit faced.
Oh, we thought he was gonna be like a Axl Rose train wreck. And because he kind of like stumbled and he kind of talked for a second, and
just wipe out a couple of times. Because
there's like a two show night, and then he did like another show at the Jubilee on Sunday. But he walks out and he's like a lot drunker than the early show. You guys should have went to that one.
Oh yeah, you had two in one night, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, it was fucking funny. There's a new security guard, and he kind of had like a. He was like a kind of pale dude with like a fucking. You can hear a diesel truck in the background. There's a.
We're in Alberta. Yeah, if you listen closely, you can always hear a diesel.
You can always
truck.
Just hear. Anyway, so he. so he sees this fucking. There's this security guard that looks like basically like. He looks like an SS sergeant. Like, he's fucking close cropped, blonde hair, kind of a square looking head.
Yeah.
And so Jim looks at him. He's just like, he leans over from the stage. He's kind of like, Buddy was like right against the stage in the corner. And he's like, "You're new here, cunt." He's just like, and then he looks at him. Everybody's giggling. He goes, "Down syndrome, Dolph Lundgren." And then he just goes, I must break you. And fucking everybody just lost it. And the woman beside me, like, he was talking about all his, like why women have, like, unequal, like, fucking pay rights and stuff. And the one beside me was leaning forward in her chair, rubbing her temples. I thought she was going to, like, smack the nearest man inside her, storm out, and fucking shoot Jim.
Yeah.
You know, it was an overall good show. I quite enjoyed it.
I bet. No, he's fucking funny, man. I've been going hard on watching all the Jim Gaffigan videos. I got to buy myself one of his albums. He's good, man. And it's... The one impressive thing about him is, like, he doesn't have to curse.
I know, that's
and
weird.
And I think, it's like, most comedians now, like, all the big guys, they just curse all the time.
Well, you know who else
did? Jim Gaffigan, he's, like, 100% family friendly.
You know who else didn't curse in his stand-up shows? Bill Cosby.
I got a question for you. Bill Cosby accusers or NFL teams? Which is more?
Aren't they on par? Or no, there's one more Bill Cosby.
Yeah, there's 33 Bill Cosby accusers and 32 teams in the NFL. Bible testaments. more Bill Cosby accusers or more Bible testaments?
Cosby accusers.
Yeah, 26 Bible testaments, 33 Cosby accusers. 26
testaments? I thought there's two testaments.
I don't know, man.
I haven't done
anything. That's what the old Google machine told me.
I haven't done anything mildly religious since, like, fucking junior high.
Since I went to my cousin's baptism years ago.
Yeah. Since I went to the confession booth and the priest tried to touch my cock. Well, I don't know. Maybe I was just in the room.
There's an ordained minister in the stage now. He's taking, confessions over Snapchat. You can confess over Snapchat.
So now. You can be, like, sucking a cock. Be like, "Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned."
Yeah. I was looking at, too, the Catholic Church is claiming that you spend less time in purgatory if you follow Pope Francis on Twitter.
I think you spend less time in purgatory if you don't rape kids.
I mean,
they haven't really caught on to that one.
I mean, it's more of a guideline to not touch little kids for them.
Guideline, not a rule.
Yeah, it's more of a guideline, not really kind a rule.
It's frowned upon. Like, oh, he touched another kid. Fuck, Kate. Father Jim, can you just...
Yeah.
You gotta lay off the kid touching. Anybody want to see the Toronto Sun news? Okay, it's exactly how I thought. One white girl and two not white girls. That sounds like a Toronto...
Sounds like Toronto.
What are their names? Alana? Oh, fuck.
Is what, Alana, Rashonda?
Hold on, who did I click on? I clicked on Alana. Okay, let's hear, she's from Toronto, or not. Let's listen to what Alana has to say. Sunshine girl Alana is a leggy athletic gal who works in the fitness industry. This blonde beauty loves traveling, learning languages, and dancing the salsa and meringue. She's also our Miss November, December in the 2015 Sunshine calendar.
Can we get a look?
Let's look at the Edmonton
Man,
one.
I would suck down on her farts.
Oh, yeah. I would, I'd probably bring
straight up, man. I'd just...
Let's look at the Edmonton one and compare them.
Oh, the Edmonton one's always so bad. There's been, like, the same six girls applying for that Sunshine girl.
I think they just go to Eden and be like, hey, who wants to be the next Sunshine girl? And then they're like, what the fuck?
Oh, is she from Edmonton?
Holy shit. Maybe they just do, like, Sunshine Girl, like...
Maybe the online one's like, different.
Just the sun, in general. Yeah. Let's see where Rashonda, who is,
Sunday's Sunshine.
Do the math. Yeah. You can tell her race by her name. Let's see.
I don't understand how you have a baby in your stomach for 9 months, and you go through so much pain and sickness, and this thing comes out of you, and you decide to name it fucking Rashonda.
Holy fuck, they call it...
So you should call it the dark
likes
chocolate.
likes the visual arts in baseball. Eagle eye. That's not eagle eye. What the fuck? Maybe like she looks like an actual eagle. Maybe that's what they're talking about. Like she does. Does she not look like an eagle? Like she could totally be a good like.
Outside. Now look at that. The cover of the calendar. That's a quality.
See where she's from.
Oh, I was probably just gonna take you to buy the calendar.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's what I'm doing. Well.
Oh.
Buying the calendar, maybe. This is a special. This one goes a little longer because it's outside.
Yep.
And it's the third episode. I think every three episodes we do something different and fun.
Well,
and
plus we got our boy Daniel here.
Yeah, we're outside. Like, my legs are fucking cold because it's 2 degrees Celsius.
So. Pussy boy's wearing his moccasins.
Hey.
the only guy wearing pants out here, too.
Ayo. Okay, they don't let me...
She won't go away. The Wi-Fi's not good outside.
No. What else should we?
She kind of looks like a hamster almost in her face.
Her?
Yeah, she got a really.
Or her. Which one? The black girl or the Rashonda? Rashonda.
She's got a very like wide and like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Could take a punch. Face
of a linebacker.
Yeah, we should probably get to ordering some pizza soon too.
What about? I was about to say something other than Chinese food that starts with a C and ends with K. Oops. almost.
I'll be the
one. Do you want to try Asian Connection? Should we get pizza? I don't give a shit either way. It's just an idea.
I don't care.
Asian Connection was pretty good that time.
It was pretty prime. I haven't had pizza in a long time, though.
I could use pizza in a bit.
Maybe donair pizza.
Go awesome.
Oh, donair pizza with extra sauce?
Yeah.
Oh. What if we...
extra everything.
We get eat it with a knife and fork. It's so goddamn messy.
What if we did the Pizza 73? Like, you get the 2-for-1, and you get a donair one, and then a something else. Something with some meat. Like,
yeah, we'll scope out the deals.
Like a chicken or a meat lovers or some shit?
Or we'll see what deals Papa John's has, because they're unreal.
Oh, do they have one in St. Albert?
Oh, yeah.
It's right by Famous.
Oh, yeah, so I just gave away. We're out of St. Albert. Isn't that St. Albert pizza? Or is it...
It's closed now, man. It's done.
Oh, really?
That was the best place to get pizza, hands down.
Oh. So, I don't know. What should we do? Because this one's going to be, like, double time.
Double time?
Jeez. Well, maybe double time.
We got to get to ordering pizza pretty soon here. We might have to cut her off.
Yeah, we got a couple minutes left. Hmm. I don't know. Speaking
of this, 2 Chainz playing right now. Kid from St. Albert gets a 2 Chainz tattoo.
White Jewish guy.
White Jewish boy gets 2 Chainz tattoo.
We have Jews in St. Albert?
Apparently.
I thought it was just like white, like Catholic.
Man, I remember in junior high I played against him in basketball. Yep. It was so gross. He was like everyone's like warm and sweaty, right?
Yeah.
So when I was playing post right under the net. So it's like most people you bump up against are warm and sweaty and you don't think anything of it.
Was he like cold and clammy?
Yeah. He was cold and clammy. He'd bump into you and be like, ew, like I wouldn't care about bumping into some sweaty dude.
Yeah.
But he was like cold and clammy. And like, woo!
Oh. I think it's this thing like Jewish people aren't supposed to be in basketball.
Well, they are cold-blooded people.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna say Jewish people aren't supposed to be warm. I was gonna be like, well.
That too.
Well, no, I thought Jews were a cold-blooded species.
Reptiles cold-blooded?
Yeah, same thing. Yeah. They shapeshift.
Fucking snakes.
What the fuck?
Justin's leaving.
Oh.
Hi. Say hi to the audience, Justin.
Hey, man.
We can hear you.
You're live right now.
You're live right now.
You're live in the mix.
Actually,
this is your 15 seconds.
Actually, the other day I was eating a bunch of nachos.
Nachos.
You fucked it up. Go away.
Get the fuck out of here.
But anyways, I think we're cutting out.
Did you have your joke? You wanted to tell
Yeah, no, I got a good one here. So, like, before we cut out, we got a little joke here. I'm going to ask Daniel. So, Daniel, how do you know you're when your sister's on her period?
How do you know? I don't know.
Your dad's cock tastes different.
Oh, oh my God.
Straight out of Alabama.
Oh, yeah. One last thing. Coffin, buddy, you got to lay off those cheddar chips, man. Your gut will thank you later. Peace.